Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, currently 41 degrees and partly cloudy here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. We are looking for a high of 68 degrees today under partly cloudy to partly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and also Dish Network. In the news, a collision between a car and a semi on Sunday afternoon resulted in the death of a Carroll County woman. The Iowa State Patrol says 83-year-old Irene Catherine Klon of Carroll died when her 2002 Buick Century crossed the center line of Highway 71 and collided with a semi-tractor trailer. That accident happened about 3 miles north of Exira, as Klon was traveling north on 71. The patrol says the driver of the semi, 42-year-old Michael Miller of Buckeye, Arizona, swerved onto the shoulder of the road to avoid the crash, but the car hit the semi near its fuel tank. The car then spun around and ended up on the east shoulder. The semi came to rest in the west ditch. Klon, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the Ottawa County Memorial Hospital. That accident remains under investigation. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
This is Mel Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand. Because I get a new phone every 2 years.
Sorry. What is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Well, the final list of names of the candidates appearing on the November 8th ballot for both city and county government positions in Cass County have been announced. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says there is no candidate for the 4-year mayoral term in Anita, and the three persons running for 2 4-year seats on the city council. They include Jeff Bonesack, and also Thomas Harris and Angela Lee McCullough. In Cumberland, Nancy Virginia Coughlin is the lone candidate for mayor, and Sandra Armstrong is a candidate for one of the 2 seats on the city council. There is no candidate for the other seat. In Griswold, Victoria Jones is running for the mayor's seat, and there are just 2 candidates for 3 open seats on the city council. That includes Lisa Cook and Larry Mundorf. The residents of Griswold will also vote on whether or not to approve the establishment of a capital improvements reserved fund, which would mean the levying of taxes of up to 67.5 cents per $1,000 of taxable valuation per year for a maximum of 20 years, beginning with the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2013. The levy would be used to fund flood mitigation efforts, procedures, and strategies in the city of Griswold. In Lewis, Don Kors is running for mayor. 3 people, including incumbent Dwayne Scott Anderson, Sarah Kors, and Bethany Nichols, are running for 3 4-year seats on the city council. In Marnie, incumbent Mayor Randy Baxter is running unopposed for re-election, while 6 people are running for 5 open seats on the council. They include incumbents Jeff Hopman, also Lenny Kite, Dennis Priester, Angela Redler, along with challengers Alan Cranston and Randy Henningsen. In Mesita, no candidates have filed to run for mayor, and 3 persons have filed for 3 seats on the council, including incumbent Linda Rinke and newcomers Adam McCunn, along with Gloria Walters. A crash in Ringgold County has led to the death of Mount Air man over the weekend. Connor Evan Klomhaus of Mount Air was pronounced dead at the scene of the 1-vehicle incident over the weekend. Another man involved in the incident sustained serious injuries. He was Eric Joseph Freed of Redding, and he was transported to the Ringgold County Hospital and flown to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. No other details are currently available, as the accident does remain under investigation. An American Red Cross chapter serving eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa is accepting nominations for the 2012 Heroes in the Heartland event. These awards honor individuals from 30 counties in southwest Iowa, northeast Nebraska, and the Omaha area who have saved another person's life during the past year or who have positively impacted the quality of life in the Heartland area in other ways. Past honorees have ranged in the ages of 9 to 92 and have represented all walks of life and almost all conceivable circumstances. The category of awards given are Lifetime Hero, Good Samaritan, Call to Action, Commitment to Community, Disaster Relief, and Public Servant Hero. Nominations must be turned in to the Heartland Chapter in Omaha by November 4th. The awards will be presented on March 14th. A new study shows Iowans are sending fewer recyclable materials to the landfill, but there's still room for improvement. Brian Tormey, chief of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Land Quality Bureau, says residents show Iowans are recycling more materials than the time of the studies that were last taken place in 2005 and also again in 2006.
There's a lot less paper out there, a lot less aluminum cans, beverage containers, as well as plastic beverage containers. So that shows that our recycling programs are effective.
The study involved 9 Iowa landfills and 62 material categories. It shows paper and organic matter each make up 25% of the product going to Iowa landfills. Plastics account for 16.7%. The report also breaks down the amount of trash coming from residents and commercial industry. Tormey is surprised with the amount of cardboard going to landfills and businesses.
Cardboard coming from the commercial sector is over 13%. Residential, it's not even 4%. So that tells us we need to find a way to get to the commercial sector and recycle cardboard.
One of the hurdles to cutting the amount of cardboard going to landfills is the lack of recycling programs in much of rural Iowa.
They have developed a hierarchy where the first thing is you try to take those food waste, if it's still edible, get that to food pantries, shelters, missions, and you get down to, you know, finally composting or using a digester to break down those materials.
KJAN News Time is now 7:14. We'll check our funeral announcements next.
Jenny has prepaid from U.S. Cellular with calling, texting, and browsing for $40 a month.
It's awesome.
Julie has prepaid with calling, texting, and browsing from a different wireless company.
Not awesome.
Jenny is on a great network.
I'm always in touch with friends.
Julie is on a different network.
I don't always get my friends' calls.
Jenny is happy.
So happy.
Julie, not so much.
I don't like this game anymore. I'm leaving.
I'll call you.
With prepaid from U.S. Cellular, talk, text, and browse for $40 a month with the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier. Because it's not just prepaid. It's prepaid remade.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get the Samsung Chrono for just $19.99. A $30 activation fee may be required. Other charges and conditions apply. See store for details.
Visit a U.S. Cellular store to learn more.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it about time you felt happy about your prepaid cellular service? You can, you know. Just come in and see me, and we'll get you set up for just $40 a month, plus many more plans to choose from. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 90-year-old Darlene Mary Peterson Kay of Council Bluffs has died. Funeral services for Darlene Mary Peterson Kay will be held today at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Cutler O'Neill, Meyer Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. And 81-year-old Billy Wesley Taylor of Atlantic and formerly from Casey died on Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Billy Taylor will be held today at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery at Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita is in charge of the arrangements. And that's news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio camera, or cellular phone. SkyScan forecast is next on AM 1220 KJAN Atlantic.